Dan sudah pasti ketika Bank Pusat Amerika Syarikat membuat langkah bercita-cita tinggi untuk menurunkan inflasi yang melambung tinggi dengan kenaikan kadar 50 mata asas yang drastik. Seorang Profesor Harvard masih lagi ragu-ragu bahawa sasaran inflasi The Fed sebanyak 2% dalam tempoh 2 tahun akan dapat dicapai ataupun dipenuhi. Rizab Persekutuan ataupun The Fed pada Rabu lepas menaikkan kadar faedah penanda arasnya sebanyak setengah mata peratusan, menandakan kenaikan kadar paling mendadak sejak tahun 2000 ketika ia meningkatkan usaha untuk mengekang inflasi tertinggi dalam 4 dekad. Dan juga data rasmi menunjukkan bahawa inflasi negara itu meningkat kepada paras 8.5% pada Mac, paras tertinggi sejak Disember 1981. Ashraf Hasnan, bagaimanakah kalau kita melihat pergerakan kenaikan kadar oleh The Fed ini?
Ya, Najib, sebenarnya kalau kita melihat secara umumnya, ianya kalau kita nak dibandingkan sekitar pada tahun 2018, ianya dilihat dengan wujud peningkatan yang begitu ketara pada kadar faedah di sini. Di mana sudah tentu kalau kita meneliti semula ataupun memahami graf ini, ianya akan memberi impak yang besar jika kita lihat sekitar tahun 2020 apabila pandemik berlaku, di mana ianya mengekalkan ataupun The Fed mengekalkan kadar ataupun pada sekitar 0%, iaitu 0.5% kadar faedahnya, dan ianya kini kembali meningkat. Dan apabila kita bercakap berkenaan dengan peningkatan yang ketara, sudah tentu ianya akan memberi impak, kerana kita perlu memahami dari segi pertamanya adalah dari segi pengangguran dan juga dari segi kadar inflasi. Dan sudah tentu perkara ini akan memberi impak yang cukup besar, bukan sahaja kepada rakyat di Amerika Syarikat, tetapi negara-negara seberang, negara-negara yang berdagang, terutamanya negara-negara yang menjalinkan hubungan langsung perdagangan yang begitu tinggi dengan Amerika Syarikat akan menerima impak yang cukup besar dalam perkara ini sebenarnya, Najib.
Ya, ia juga menjadi forward guidance kepada bank-bank pusat utama dunia, termasuk juga Malaysia, untuk mencatur sebarang dasaran monetari kita. Kita bawakan Shan Said, Ketua Pakar Ekonomi JYIQ UI, untuk kita tanyakan perkara yang cukup penting ini. Sean, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak to you, Najib.
All right, Sean. You have been sharing in our program in the past show that the rate hike was coming, and we saw the biggest rate hike, 50 basis points from the Fed in 2 decades last week, and it created turmoil in the equity market for 3 days, with S&P 500 down 13% year to date. Inflation remains at 8.5%. And did the Fed misread the market? How would you describe in one or two words?
If I were to describe in one or two words, I would say it's overconfidence. Since last May, I have been sharing with your ex-colleague Rizal that this inflation is serious and it is stubborn. And, you know, Fed has been sharing this narrative that this inflation is transitory and this is temporary. It will go away in August, September 2021. Everybody in US, they laugh about a fall. So we are now sitting in May 2022, and inflation is all-time high at 8.5%. And if you pick up the last week issue of Economist magazine, the page says it all, the picture says it all, that why Fed has failed. There are three reasons that Economist magazine has shared. One is institutional inertia. They have been mistiming, and there is a technical trap. And if you see, Fed has been behind the curve in the last, I wouldn't say 2 years, Fed has been behind the curve in the last 15 years. I have been witness to the 2008-2009 financial crisis, and I was in Chicago. I think Fed has misread the market on many occasions, and they don't know the market sentiment. Right now, the market sentiments are very bearish. There's a perfect storm coming to the market. The market participants are aware. But unfortunately, Fed is not aware. So I would think, if I were to give an analogy, it's just like a train coming at you, and you're not going to stop it by standing in its way. So Fed has failed, as you rightly said. S&P 500 is down by 18% in the first 86 trading days. I think the market is heading for more downside, and the PE ratios are going down further.
Yes, Sean, also you mentioned in our last program about expected risks in the market, i.e. sovereign, systemic liquidity and valuation risk. Sean, who made the first call about how the Fed would create panic in the market and how investors would react for the market?
32 years ago, one of the greatest Nobel laureates that US has produced, Milton Friedman, and since he has got heavy influence on my thinking, he predicted in this book, Money Mischief, Episodes in Monetary History, how Fed is going to react. And it's a perfect ditto copy what is happening right now. Milton Friedman predicted on page 189, 205, that how Fed is going to create panic. Once it creates panic, the investors will get nervous. And once investors will get nervous, the market will be in turmoil. So what we are witnessing right now is a perfect recipe what Milton Friedman, one of the greatest Nobel laureates, shared 32 years ago. So I think what the market is expecting, there will be further shenanigans after shenanigans. Fed is going to panic. They don't know. The market is expecting, if you pick up Wall Street Journal, that they would raise interest rate by 3.5%. But still at 3.5%, I don't see the inflation is going to control. This is not a runaway inflation. I think this is galloping inflation. In February 2021, the inflation was standing at 1.7, and now it's 8.5. But according to independent economists and networking in US, they're saying inflation is standing at between 13 and 15%. And this is massive, and that's going to hurt the US consumers more than anybody else.
And also, Sean, with current level of market volatility, i.e. the higher high inflation, policy costs and lower growth in the advanced economies, the key question is, can the Fed actually, and the Fed, ECB and also BOE fight recession from happening? And what's the shape of recession this time around? Is it L, W or U or even V?
I think you can only fight recession when your discount rate is between 4 and 5%. We're still at 1%. And the markets, you know, they are already in dread. I don't think that Fed or ECB or Bank of England, where inflation is are all-time high, they could fight recession. And in my last program, I mentioned about this, and IQI has been the first to saying that we will witness inflationary recession in advanced economies. What is inflationary recession? When prices are high and when consumption gets depressed, that's where recession comes in. Many people think that recession is a business cycle. Absolutely wrong. Recession is not a business cycle. It's a consumer cycle. When consumers don't spend, the businesses don't invest, the economy actually shrinks. So I think in a newsletter in November 2020, we mentioned about stagflation. So we are moving away from stagflation and we are going into inflationary recession, which is more precarious than stagflation. And what we are witnessing right now, it won't be an L-shape or V-shape or W-shape recession. It will be even deeper recession. And what we are witnessing is 1970 and 1937 era. What happened in 1970 was stagflation. And what happened in 1937, US dollar was stronger and Fed kept on increasing interest rate. So if we can draw analogies from history, I think 1970 and 1937 are the perfect examples of what is happening right now. So it will be a deeper recession, inflationary recession, writing on the wall.
Sean, I must ask this question because my colleague Haris presented just now the data about Ringgit Malaysia. Why Ringgit Malaysia is depreciating so much and trading at around 4.37 right now? Moreover, what's the outlook for Ringgit Malaysia and for the remaining quarters in your point of view? And also, does BNM have the policy lever to curb inflation and also opt out at 1.75%? Is the 50% basis point still in the card?
I think the simple answer is US dollar has appreciated. The dollar index is up by 6.8%. Japanese yen is down by 17%. Chinese yuan is down by 4%. Euro is down by 7%. Pound sterling is down by 5%. Swiss franc is down. So all the other currencies are taking the beating. So ringgit is not an exception. What I foresee is for the short term, we expect ringgit to be trading between 4.25 and 4.50 because investors, they have this illusion that US dollar and gold, they are the safe haven. I can understand gold is a safe haven, which is fine. But I have zero confidence in US dollar because if you pick up reports from Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, All these banks expect US dollar will take a significant beating, especially in H2, because stronger dollar is not good for neither for the US economy nor for the global economy. So I think stronger dollar will happen in the short run, but longer we expect ringgit year end fair value 4.10 and 4.20. Okay. As far as Bank Negara and policy rate at 1.75, if you see, Najib, last 2 years have been very, very tough for every economy. But I think I give full credit to Bank Negara, the way they have managed the economy. Credit goes to Governor Bank Negara. Bank Negara has maintained two things. One is price stability, that is inflation. It has remained subdued for the last 2 years. And the second, Bank Negara has maintained structural stability in ringgit. Look at Turkish lira, Argentinian peso, Russian ruble, and there are many other currencies. They were taking beating in the last 2 years, but ringgit maintained structural stability and there was price stability. As far as 50 basis points for this year, at this point of time, I think Bank Negara will have a wait and see approach, what Fed will do in June. But I don't see if Bank Negara will take any action before June or July. But if inflation shows its head, Bank Negara might increase the discount rate or the OPR rate by 25 basis points by Q3, Q4.
All right, Sean. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Sean Said, Ketua Pakar Ekonomi JYAQI, membincangkan tentang keadaan semasa The Fed dan juga Ringgit Malaysia.